It's good to see everyone this evening, and the preaching's been great so far, at least, and singing, good job ladies on that, and I'm glad y'all sang for the Lord, knowing those ladies and two of them being my sisters by blood. I know that they sang that from their hearts for God's glory. Y'all been sitting long enough, so let's all grab our Bibles and stand, if you would, get you a chance to stretch your legs, but also in reverence to the reading of God's Word, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We're only going to read one verse tonight. And that's verse number 31. I will try to be respectful of the time and make sure I end. And honestly, I don't have a lot of points. I don't have, 15 verses to go through. I've got one verse and one major point, so I'm going to try to be done and as early, not as early, but early even within the time limit. And all the Freemen said, yeah, right. Amen. But we're here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 30, verse 31. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaking to the Corinthian church, said, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Now I want you to read along with me right there in the middle, after "or drink," read it together with me, "or whatsoever ye do." Now, when we say whatsoever, that means whatsoever. That means everything. Anything that you do, do all to the glory of God. You can be seated. Thank you. And before someone says, "Well, Brother Michael, this, what you're saying doesn't really apply," I know what you're going to, there's someone who Satan's trying to say, well, this verse is talking about, Paul's been talking about earlier in the chapter, how there are some people who do certain things that they used to do before they were saved, or even just now in general, that the Bible doesn't necessarily say one way or another they should do it, and some people feel bad about it and others don't, and should we stop them? Should we tell them it's all okay? Should we have a field day with it? How should we act? And mainly they were talking, that's why I said, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink," he's saying about food sacrificed to idols, meats. In fact, Paul goes so far to say that if you are a saved person and you have a conviction about it, and a lost person invites you to their home to eat, don't ask them where the meat came from. He said, don't even ask them. And that way you don't have to worry about your conscience. You don't have to worry about offending someone who's lost that you might have an opportunity to lead to Christ. You just don't ask questions. Be thankful for what they've given you. Be thankful for what God has provided, and eat. Now, if they invite you over and they sit you down and say, "Hey, we got this meat that we, sacrificed to Diana, and we want you to have it," then you got to say, "Hey, hold up. God's convicted me in my heart. I'm not allowed to do that, so I don't mean to be rude, but God would not be pleased if I did that." And Paul covered those in these verses, but in the end, he said, whatever you do, make sure that what you do is to glorify God. Do all to the glory of God. That is literally the only, I got a note card here, it's got some notes, but the only bulletin point on here is that we do all that we do to the glory of God the Father. Now, that does not mean, and I think I've been in church my whole life, I'm 29 years old, and let's see, June, that's July, August, September, October, I'm 29 years old, 4 months plus 9 months, I'll have been in God's house my entire life. But I was just doing the math. Yeah, there she is. All right. Amen. Okay, we're going to walk away from that one. Amen. Been in the house of God my whole life. Now, whether that was in an independent fundamental Bible-believing Baptist church or when we first moved up here and we hadn't found a church yet, we had church services in our home. I have been under God's Word my entire life. I've seen Christian circles. I've seen all kinds of churches and how they do things. And I've seen that a lot of times when we read verses like this, we think, well, what that means is that means when I preach, teach, or do music in church. It does mean that, but it doesn't mean just that. We're talking about how you work. We're talking about what you do when you work. Example, if you're a furniture maker, you should make those tables and chairs the best tables and chairs in the Tri-County area. And when people say, I tell you what, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so makes nice furniture, you say, praise God. God's the one who's given me that ability to do so. And it doesn't stop there. It could go into what kind of work you go into. It could go into the accomplishments you make, right? You know, it used to be, and this is kind of what got me going and my wheels started on this message and how God laid it on my heart. You know, it used to be, and I don't mean to be that old person who says, back in my day, not back in my day, back in the day before most of us were even born, the greatest pieces of art, literature, and by literature I mean just stories and poetry and music and culture, it was all done by people who were either saved, professed to be saved, or influenced by biblical teaching. It's not that way anymore. That's how we've gone from the Sistine Chapel to whatever it is they do now. Whatever twisted honk that they welded together and said, here's my art, or buckets of paint they splattered on a wall and put their hands on it and said, somehow, because I'm 21 instead of 2, this is going to sell money. But why? We got away from giving God the glory. We have Christians, and I don't mean we as in Fellowship Baptist Church, though that's part of it. Christians as an entire community have allowed what God has created and what God has given us as talents and as opportunities to give Him glory and have allowed them to go to the enemy. Whether it be holidays, which we're getting ready to enter a holiday season, you can, whether it's Christmas, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, St. Valentine's Day, All Saints Day with Halloween, all of them started at some point with a Christian background. Now pagans have taken over it, and now we have to hear messages. We have to remind people where these different traditions came from, which ones to avoid, which ones to get involved with. Why? Because we've allowed paganism to take over what God has given us to enjoy, and now they take the glory for themselves. They give the glory to the devil. They give the glory to whatever it is that's not God. We need to get back into giving God the glory. Whatsoever you do. If you're in here and you're a young person, you say, hey, I want to be a doctor. Great. No one should really try to stop you in that. If that's God's will for your life, make sure, though, you become a doctor not for the paycheck. Become a doctor so that you can give God the glory. You know what? Christians ought to be the ones who find the cure to cancer. Christians ought to be the ones who find the cure to AIDS and all kinds of other diseases. Why? So that when they say, wow, you found the disease, praise God. Yeah, God allowed me to find this cure. Not some pagan who's just going to take credit for it, going to give credit where it's not due, and take in some money while they're at it. Hey, it should be that we don't have to go back to 1950 to find a good book to read. All right? We shouldn't have to. All right? If we want to read our children a story, all right, for a bedtime, we shouldn't have to go all the way back to 1940 and 1950. Did you make a reference to Pilgrim's Progress? I thought I heard that. Yeah, we shouldn't go back to the 1600s, 1700s to find a good Christian book to reference on something that helps shape culture to point people to Christ. All right? We shouldn't have to. All right? And I'm not talking about, you know, you go to a Christian bookstore and you get another Christian romance novel that turns out like another Hallmark movie, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that shapes people's minds and shapes people's hearts to turn them towards the God of our Bible. Amen? We should strive to be great at what we do. We should strive to be great, not for our own selves. In fact, you'll notice Paul says in the very next verses, now, he's talking about pleasing men, but he says in verse 33, he says, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. You know, Paul took a side job as a tent maker, I promise you it wasn't just a sheet and two sticks to hold it up. I promise you that Paul, when he made those tents, he made them the best tents that side of Jerusalem. You know why? Because Paul, who, by the way, smart man, hard, strict man, who knew, if I'm going to do something for God, I'm going to do it to the very best. I believe Paul, of anyone in the Bible, you know, if I had a job to be done and I picked Peter to do it, I'd worry a little bit. Because Peter, I think he might get a little impatient and just throw it together. But if I got Paul to do it, he'd make sure it was done right. You know why? Because when Paul got into something, he got into it 100%. Now that hurt him before he got saved. But once he got saved, he got in. And he got in all the way through. And we ought to do the same thing. Hey, if you find, listen now, if you find that God's given you a talent, find a way to use it to give God glory. You find yourself, look, all right, look, I ain't trying to tell you how to parent. I ain't trying to tell you what God's will is for your kid, all right? So don't leave here saying, well, Brother Michael said this, and that means he knows what God's will is for my life, for my kid's life, and what they're going to do. But if you find out that your child has a talent, you need to cultivate it. You need to find ways to give them the resources they need so that they can use that for God's glory. All right? If somebody has an interest in the law, don't sit there and say, well, I'll tell you what, all these lawyers, if you lined them up around the equator, the world would be a better place. All right? Why would we do that? We need more CLA members. We need more Alliance Defense Fund lawyers. So instead of, pushing someone to be, if they decide, okay, you know what, I am going to push my child to be a lawyer, a defense lawyer or a prosecutor who's going to just work for the government or who's going to work to make a good paycheck and have a nice house and be with their children, that's great. You know what? That's fine. But what they ought to do is you ought to train your child to say, you know what? We're going to give you every resource you can need to make you, help you be the best. But you're going to serve God with the gifts that God gave you. If you're going to build something, you're going to build it to God's glory. If you're going to discover something, whether it's a medical discovery or a scientific discovery, hey, when we look up in the stars, we talk about it. We look up into the stars and we see all that God's made and all the heavens, and it goes beyond what we can see. When we discover something new, it should be something that we can give God glory for. You know, we should stop, and this, hey, we should stop being okay, right? We talk about, well, and the pastor does a great job and other people teach it. They say, hey, don't look at your children when they grow up and say, well, they don't do drugs, they don't drink, they don't beat their spouse. I did a good job. If that's all you can say, you got base level. That's it. They need to be serving God. Hey, if you say, well, you know what? I raised my kid, and they're pretty good at whatever it is they do. If I don't know. If it was me, and I've got one on the way, so I'm getting ready to get a shot at it myself. Amen? But I want them to be where I can say that when they leave my home, I gave them every opportunity to take whatever it is that God gave them to use it for His glory. And there's nothing that can stop them. I'm going to give God the opportunity to use them beyond what they can do themselves. Hey, let's give God the opportunity. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel with unbelief and say, well, my kid could never do that. Well, not with that attitude, no. Well, I can't do that. I'm not skilled enough. Well, you're limiting God. Don't limit God. Give Him the glory. Amen. Let's pray and ask God to help us to give Him the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your many blessings. Lord, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for the fact that You've given us all these wonderful things, all these things that we find on this planet, Lord. Things material, things that aren't tangible. Lord, You've created for Your glory. Lord, You've created them for Your pleasure, and I pray that You would help us to take the things that You have given us, to take the resources and the materials that You have put in our life and not use them for our own glory, not waste them and get to the end of our lives and say, man, I wish I could have done that. But Lord, help us to take the opportunities that you've given us, to take the resources that you've given us, and to turn them back to you, multiplied for your glory. Lord, please help us to be the best Christians that we can be. Help us to honor you and bring people to look at you and say, wow, what a God they serve. I want to serve that God, Lord. Help us to lead lost souls to Christ, Lord, not just through our living and not just through our accomplishments, but Lord, help us to reach them with our testimony. Reach them with the gospel, Lord. We ask these things, that you would receive all the honor and glory. And Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.